The word of God given to us today is Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Please turn to page 110 of the New Testament. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Allow me to read the words of God. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to and bandaged his wounds and pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Today's scripture is a conversation between Jesus and an expert in the law. The parable of the Good Samaritan who helped a man attacked by robbers was Jesus' answer to the expert's question, and also well known to us. Though it is unclear exactly when and where Jesus told this parable, the fact that Jesus gave the parable on his path to Jerusalem while looking straight towards Jerusalem, and when the time for to go to heaven had been near, is very clear. So one expert in the law asked the following question to Jesus. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" The motivation behind this question from the master of the law is more malicious than the content of the question. In the New Testament, the verb to test appears about 40 times, and it was mostly used with the meaning peirazo, which means to check or to confirm. But the word that the expert used, ekpeirazo, appears only 4 times. Before Jesus began his public ministry, Satan asked Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump from the top of the temple." At the time, Jesus answered, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test," in chapter 4 of the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Apostle Paul talks about the Exodus and life in the wilderness to the descendants of Israelites and said, "Some people tested Christ and were killed by snakes." The word to test in all 3 occasions also implies a malicious stance towards Jesus or God, similar to today's scripture. Consequently, the fact that the expert in the law tested Jesus with a question is the same as saying, "I will prove what I think is right and what you think is wrong." However, the expert in the law had misperceived how to earn an eternal life. He thought that eternal life can be earned by keeping the law or through good deeds. So to better interpret the question that the expert in the law posed to Jesus could be, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Doing the deed and inheriting are words that are irrelevant. If I went to the poorest country in Africa or Asia and spent my entire life for the people living there, could I inherit the wealth of the first richest person in the world this year, Jeffrey P. Bezos, the founder of Amazon, or the second richest person, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft? Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates could donate a tremendous sum to international organizations, charities, and people in conflict zones. But regardless of how well I live, they will not bequeath their inheritance to me. If they do decide to bequeath their wealth, they will give some to their children, even if their children are living a lousy life. Thus, whose child you are is way more important than what you do for inheritance. The kingdom of God is a place that God has sovereignty, and eternal life comes only from God. The kingdom of God is not for someone who does a good deed, but for the child of God. And eternal life is given not to a good person, but to the child of God. But the expert in the law was mistaken that eternal life was given based on good deeds. Jesus did not reply yes or no to the expert in law's thoughts, and instead answered with a question. In verse 26, Jesus says, "What is written in the law?" He replied, "How do you read it?" Jesus answered with the law to the question of the expert in the law to show that Jesus does not deny the law. Based on Jesus' words and actions thus far, expert in the law thought Jesus denies or looks down on the law. But Jesus' response demonstrates that in reality, Jesus respects the law. There were 613 laws that Jews had to abide by. These laws came from the five books of Moses, three from Genesis, 111 from Exodus, 247 from Leviticus, 52 from Numbers, and 200 from Deuteronomy, at a total of 613. Among them, there are 248 positive commands with to-dos and 365 negative commands with do-nots. Among them, there were detailed rules for implementation. For example, do not work during Sabbath, and about what is work. So there were actually much more laws to keep. Jesus did not ask the expert in the law what is written in the law and how he reads it, because Jesus expected that the expert would have difficulty finding the main point among the laws, or wanted to embarrass the expert who could not find the main point of the law. Jesus asked how you read it because he expected Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 and 5, which the expert in the law would have recited at every worship, and so he would have memorized it. And the expert in the law exactly recited the main point of the law. Let's look at verse 27. He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." The expert in the law responded with the words in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and the words in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18. If we expand on these words, we get the Ten Commandments. The command to love the Lord refers to the first to fourth commandments, and the command to love your neighbor refers to fifth to tenth commandments. If we elaborate on this even more, we get the five books of Moses: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And eventually, we get all 66 books of the Bible. Thus, the answer of the expert in the law is the main point of the Bible. To love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind is beyond diligence and faith and passion, and concerns more about the attitude towards faith and the heart. So what is more important in our faith is all your heart than your enthusiasm. If enthusiasm is outwardly and self-oriented, wholeheartedness is inward and God-centered. God looks not only at our deeds, but also at our center. The heart in with all your heart means the intellect, feeling, and will. To love God, we need to love with all our intellect, feelings, and will. The soul in with all your soul indicates the life of the outward person and the life of the inward person. Loving God with all our soul means throwing ourselves entirely and considering God as the purpose of our lives. Strength in all your strength is ischus in Greek, and it does not mean physical strength, power, or wealth, but rather internal and fundamental strength. Moreover, this word is also used to express woman's power to give birth. During pregnancy, woman may not be able to eat much because of severe morning sickness, but the baby is nourished via the umbilical cord. The woman's power of life protects the baby. We are to love God just as women give birth, going through extreme pain and effort. The mind, in with all your mind, is dianoia in Greek, and it has to do with the direction of the heart and the purpose. If the direction is skewed, enthusiasm can be futile and rather harmful. If I am trying my best to go to Seoul from Daejeon, and even if I'm driving as best as I can with all my efforts, then my driving is useless if I'm headed towards Busan, and the distance to return will become longer as I drive even more. Saul, as he persecuted Christians, thought he was worshiping God with enthusiasm, but because his eyes were covered with scales and headed in the wrong direction, his enthusiasm was at a loss to the Lord. Thus, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind indicates we are to love God with all our personality, life, and capability. Loving God and loving our neighbors with the same spirit is the focus of the Old Testament. The Bible firmly states, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has. If a person cannot love someone in front of him or her, then he or she cannot love God whom he or she cannot see. Jesus tells the expert that he has answered correctly and replies, do this. The expert in the law was taken aback by Jesus' answer and replied with another question to turn the table. Verse 29, but he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? To Jews, their neighbors were always Jews. Foreigners were considered to be firewood for the fire in hell. If you ask Jews, why are foreigners made in the same human form as the Jews? Then they answered, it is for foreigners to be less embarrassed when Jews take on foreigners as slaves. As the answer to the question, who is my neighbor? Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan who helped a man attacked by robbers. The meaning of the story will be further explored next time. Let me ask a question to our members with the same content that the expert in the law asked first. Could you be saved by following the law? If we cannot be saved, then why would Jesus say, if you love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and if you love your neighbor as yourself, you will live. In fact, the question, can you be saved if you follow the law, is a problem of in itself. A person who does not know God cannot live the life told by God, the life described in the Bible. If God asks us to abide by the word, that is because we are children of God who have received eternal life through the cross of Jesus Christ. Moreover, God tells us to love God and to love our neighbors because we have already received such love from God. God is asking us to do so because living such life is the right way to live as children who have been embraced with the love of God. As children of God who have received God's love, to love our neighbors as ourselves, we then first have to love ourselves and go beyond that. We need to know that being loved by God is not the destination, but a stop on the way. Moreover, when we know that we are not to collect blessings, but to pass on blessings, then we can embrace our neighbors and become someone's neighbor. There is an anecdote I'll share from the book written by a TV announcer, Jaewon Kim, Practicing How to Express Your Heart's Thoughts. His mother passed away in middle school, and he went abroad to study after marriage. Then his father fell with a stroke, so he returned home. While taking care of his father in the hospital, he saw the announcement about the call for new TV announcers. So he prepared for the position and was accepted as one in 1995. He was first stationed in Chuncheon, so he went back and forth from Chuncheon to Seoul to look after his father. Then one day, there was a nationwide TV campaign for bone marrow donation for leukemia patients all around the country, and he was broadcasting at Chuncheon. His father and other patients in the hospital ward watched the campaign. When he dropped by the hospital room that night, many people congratulated him and blessed him that he will become a good announcer. When he was encouraged as so, a middle-aged patient by the windowsill called him. He had lost his two legs during an accident and was going through physical therapy with prosthetic legs. He said, "Good job. You looked really good on TV, and you're so eloquent. So, have you donated your bone marrow?" The announcer was caught by a surprise. "Huh? Bone marrow donation? No. I see. You must have been busy. Then have you donated blood?" I didn't think it out that far." "Ah, I see. Since you spoke so well about bone marrow donation, I thought you surely would have donated. Don't worry about it." That was a blow in the head for him at that moment. He was thankful to have experienced that moment in just a few months since he began work, so he made sure to donate blood numerous times every year and donate even a small amount whenever he was broadcasting a TV show about helping neighbors in need. For announcer Jaewon Kim, the patient who had lost his legs and was in physical therapy with his prosthetic legs was the channel that enabled him to go beyond himself. After reading the book, I was also inspired, so I went to donate blood. But I had to come back to no avail. As I read the directions for blood donation beforehand, I learned there was a prevention zone domestically and abroad. People that lived more than 5 years since 1980 in European countries that experienced the mad cow disease could not donate blood in Korea. Among those countries, Switzerland also suffered from the disease in 1995. Because I had lived 6 years in Geneva, I could not donate blood. As long as the prevention zone is altered, I cannot donate blood. I hope that epidemiology and science will become more advanced so that I can donate again. Jesus and the expert in the law are talking about who is my neighbor. The expert in the law has so much knowledge about the law, but he was unable to go beyond his limits as a Jew. So he did not know who his neighbors were or whose neighbor he should be. Let's look at verse 27 again. He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." In order to love your neighbor, you must first love yourself. If one does not correctly love himself, then he cannot love his neighbor. But loving myself and loving only myself are not synonyms. All types of love begin from loving oneself. If you love only yourself, then you're a narcissist. The current era is the generation of self-love, so the bookstore is filled with books about loving oneself. But one who loves only himself begins to feel empty and is hungry for love. When we go beyond ourselves, then we can become a true neighbor and a person with neighbors. Moreover, we must love our family. Family is the people that God allowed us to be in the most intimate relationship. But if we love only our family, we become family narcissists. If my children are lovely and precious, then someone else's children are the same to their parents. If my parents are lovable and respectable, then others' parents are also lovable and respectable, regardless of how well or how little they are educated, how wealthy or poor they are, and what type of social status they are. When we go beyond family narcissism, we can create a coexisting social community. It's the same for the country. Most of us are born in Korea and are proud of our Korean nationality and love our country. But if we love only our country and hate other countries or races, then we become nationalists and racists. When we also care for other countries, then those countries become our neighboring countries. Just as God cares for the entire world, we become a global Christian in God-likeness, even if our current appearance is weak. The same goes for the church. We all love the 100th anniversary Memorial Church and are happy to be the members of the church. But if we love only our church, then we become an individual church lover and church narcissist. When we can go beyond our church and love other churches of Korea, then our church becomes a body of the Lord who is the head of churches, and our church can become neighbors of other Korean churches. The Sunday is 73rd anniversary of our independence. There is no doubt that church and Christians played an enormous role for Korea to escape the Japanese rule. In the past, there was a fewer number of churches and Christians, but Christians of those times were those that went beyond themselves. We have more churches and Christians nowadays. But it is not a recent phenomenon that churches and Christians were held under scrutiny and criticism. In the past, Christians were embarrassed that they could not reveal their faith. Nowadays, it's taken for given that we do not share our faith. Why is that? It is because we look away from our responsibility as Christians to love our neighbor with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind as we go beyond loving ourselves. In many instances, our interest is always about myself, my family, and my church. At one point in time, Korean Jebel's unconventional inheritance of wealth to their children was heavily criticized in our society. But now, the succession of the church has become the spotlight of the criticism. Since the main objective of the firm is to maximize profit, we can maybe understand their strategy, but churches exist not to make profit, but to obey the word and will of God and to live as the children of God. Thus, churches are places that follow the rationale of heaven and truth, not the rationale of earth and economics. On that note, there cannot be a succession of priesthood at churches. Passing on priesthood is considering the church as a firm. Lord said to the church, "You are the salt of the world. You are the light of the world." But now when the society says to the church, "You are not the salt of the world, nor light of the world," the church cannot refute such accusations. As long as we do not stop and are not able to go beyond loving myself, my family, and my church, people will continue to point fingers at us. Even if the number of Christians increase from 10 million to 20 million, or even if the entire 50 million Koreans become Christians, this society will not be renewed. Then, who is our neighbor? A person that loves our neighbor with all their personality is the person that loves as God wants us to love. A family that loves beyond their family, and the church that loves beyond their church, and the country that loves beyond their country are the ones that God wants to see in the places that God has planted. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for calling us and making us to be the children of God so that we can inherit eternal life on earth and in heaven, and so that we can live a life connected to heaven in finite lifetime and enjoy eternal life. Even though we did not live a good life compared to others, nor did we enthusiastically seek you out or have a deep reverence towards God. Since we have received such grace and blessing, it is right for us to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. But due to our weaknesses and hardened hearts, we loved other things more than God. Not only that, we needed to begin by loving ourselves and go beyond that to love others. We also needed to love our family, church, and our country, but also go beyond that, but we didn't. We confess that the reason why the church has lost its character and the name of the Lord is not because we are like God's character, but because church did not go beyond the limit. May we become the children of the Lord who goes beyond self-love at the places where God has planted. Since God has told us that truth will set you free, may we be free from the wages of sin and death as we stay in the truth. Since the eternal light, our Lord, has said, "You are the light of the world," may we shine our light for independence. And so may we become true person of neighbors and true neighbors for someone else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.